Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Imam Rabbi Abraham Goldar and Tirim Maseches Chulin Daf Yod Ches. The first parak Kol Shoychetin. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Huna said, if a Shoychet did not show his knife to a Chacham to be examined, Misham Tinmule, we place a ban upon him for his brazen dishonor to the Chacham. Rava said, Ma'abrinle, we remove him from being allowed to sell meat and announce that his meat is trait. These opinions don't argue. Rav Huna's ruling is, B'shanim says Sekino Yafa, where his knife was found to be fine without nicks, and Rava's stricter penalty applies where the knife was found faulty. Ravina says that where the knife was found faulty, his meat is smeared with excrement, so it cannot even be sold to an idolater. There was a Shoychet who did not show his knife to Rava Bar Chinuna, who placed a ban on him, removed him from his post, and declared his meat trait. Later, he asked Marzutra and Ravashi to look into the matter since young children depended on the Shoychet. Ravashi found the knife to be flawless and reinstated the Shoychet and explained to Marzutra that he was fulfilling Rava Bar Chinuna's directive. Point number two, the Mishnah discusses one who begins Shechita within the prescribed area for Shechita and then inclines the knife, finishing above that area called Hagrama. It states, HaShoychet mitoch HaTabas, if one shechs within the ring, meaning the Tabas Gdoa, the great ring, the highest ring of the cartilage in the trachea, v'shay ba'mal yachut al pnei kula, and left a hairbreadth of it along its entire circumference, the Tanakhama rules the Shechita valid since he didn't deviate above this ring for any part of the Shechita. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says that mal yachut al pnei ruba, a hairbreadth of the Tabas along most of its circumference is sufficient even if the Shechita ended above the Tabas. He holds that cutting most of the Kana in the prescribed area is sufficient. Rav and Shmuel Paskin like this second opinion. However, they rule that Shechita is only valid in Tabas HaGadola, the great ring, Hoy Umakefes is called Kana, since it surrounds the entire trachea, but not in Shar Tabaos, the other rings of the trachea, which do not completely encircle the Kana. And one must shecht between these rings. Although Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda himself did validate Shechita in these Taba'os, Rav and Shmuel did not follow this ruling. And point number three, the Gemara records the rulings of several Amoraim who validate Shechita beyond the Tabas HaGadola. They rule like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, who testified that Mugremis, a slanted cut, is valid even completely past the Tabas HaGadola. Rabbi Shim ben Lakish validated Shechita, Bechuda de Kova, through the point of the helmet, which is the peak of the thyroid cartilage, which is above the Kana and slopes upward, appearing like a helmet. Rabbi Yochanan declared about this leniency, Gisa, Gisa, too much, too much. Rapapi quoted Rava, Paga Bechite Trefa, if the Shoychet met the wheat kernels, which are kernel-shaped cartilages along the helmet before it begins to slope, it's not kosher. The Gemara wonders if this means Paga V'Nogavahen, he met and touched the Chite, meaning he cut through them, or if it means Paga V'Nogah, he met the Chite, but didn't touch them, but cut just underneath them. Several other Amoraim ruled Shir Bechite Kshera. If he left over some of the kernels, meaning he cut through them, leaving some above the cut, it's valid. The Gemara concludes, Mishipui Kova Ulamata, from the slope of the helmet and downwards, is valid, which parallels this last opinion. So once again, the three points are number one. Rav Huna said, Haitapchet Losar Sakina Kamichachem. If a Shochet did not show his knife to a Chachem to be examined, Misham Tinenle, we place a ban upon him for his brazen dishonor to the Chachem. Rava said, Ma'abrinle, we remove him from being allowed to sell meat and announce that his meat is trait. These opinions don't argue. Rav Huna's ruling is, B'shanim says Sekino Yafa, where his knife was found to be fine without nicks, and Rava's stricter penalty applies where the knife was found faulty. Ravina says that where the knife was found faulty, his meat is smeared with excrement, so it cannot even be sold to an idolater. There was a Shoychet who did not show his knife to Rava Bar Chinuna, who placed a ban on him, removed him from his post, and declared his meat trait. Later, he asked Marzutra and Ravashi to look into the matter since young children depended on the Shoychet. Ravashi found the knife to be flawless and reinstated the Shoychet and explained to Marzutra that he was fulfilling Rava Bar Chinuna's directive. Point number two, the Mishnah discusses one who begins Shechita within the prescribed area for Shechita and then inclines the knife, finishing above that area called Hagrama. It states, HaShoychet mitoch HaTabas, if one shechs within the ring, meaning the Tabas Gdoa, the great ring, the highest ring of the cartilage in the trachea, v'shay ba'mal yachut al pnei kula, and left a hairbreadth of it along its entire circumference, the Tanakhama rules the Shechita valid since he didn't deviate above this ring for any part of the Shechita. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says that mal yachut al pnei ruba, a hairbreadth of the Tabas along most of its circumference is sufficient even if the Shechita ended above the Tabas. He holds that cutting most of the Kana in the prescribed area is sufficient. Rav and Shmuel Paskin like this second opinion. However, they rule that Shechita is only valid in Tabas HaGadola, the great ring, Hoy U'makefes as Kol HaKana, since it surrounds the entire trachea, but not in Shar Taba'os, the other rings of the trachea, which do not completely encircle the Kana. And one must shecht between these rings. Although Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda himself did validate Shechita in these Taba'os, Rav and Shmuel did not follow this ruling. And point number 3, the Gemara records the rulings of several Amoraim who validate Shechita beyond the Tabas HaGadola. They rule like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, who testified that Mugremus, a slanted cut, is valid even completely past the Tabas HaGadola. Rabbi Shim ben Lakish validates Shechita, Bechuda Dekova, through the point of the helmet, which is the peak of the thyroid cartilage, which is above the Kana and slopes upward, appearing like a helmet. Rabbi Yochanan declared about this leniency, Gisa, Gisa, too much, too much. Rapapi quoted Rava, Paga Bechite Trefa, if the Shochet met the wheat kernels, which are kernel-shaped cartilages along the helmet before it begins to slope, it's not kosher. The Gemara wonders if this means Paga V'Nagavahen, he met and touched the Chite, meaning he cut through them, or if it means Paga V'Nagav, he met the Chite, but didn't touch them, but cut just underneath them. Several other Amoraim ruled Shir Bechite Kshera. If he left over some of the kernels, meaning he cut through them, leaving some above the cut, it's valid. The Gemara concludes, Mishipui Kova Ulamata, from the slope of the helmet and downwards, is valid, which parallels this last opinion. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Yudches, and our standard Siman is a chuppah, because Chazal say, Ben Yudches l'chuppah, someone who's 18 should go to the chuppah. So here goes. The rabbi officiating under the chuppah, who banned the caterer Shochet for not showing him his knife, was in for a surprise when the young Shochet Chasen gave the kala a Tabas Gadola where the Shechita was done within the ring. As one of the 80 Kedushin commented that in Mugremus, a slanted cut is valid even past the Tabas Gadola. So once again, in slow motion, the rabbi officiating under the chuppah, that must be on daf Yudches. The rabbi officiating under the chuppah who banned the caterer Shochet for not showing him his knife, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, I tabacha delosar sakina kame chacham. If a Shochet did not show his knife to a chacham to be examined, mishamtinle, we place a ban upon him for his brazen dishonor to the chacham. Rav said, ma'abrinle, we remove him from being allowed to sell meat and announce that his meat is treif. These opinions don't argue. Rav Huna's ruling is where his knife was found to be fine, without nicks, and Rav's stricter penalty applies where the knife was found faulty. So the rabbi officiating under the chuppah who banned the caterer Shochet for not showing him his knife was in for a surprise when the young Shochet Chasen gave the kala Tabas Gadola where the Shechita was done within the ring. Which reminds us, the Mishnah discusses when one who begins Shechita within the prescribed area for Shechita and then inclines the knife, finishing above that area called the grama. It states, Hashochem etocha Tabas, if one shechs within the ring, meaning the Tabas Gadola, the great ring, the highest ring of cartilage in the trachea, and left a hairbreadth of it along its entire circumference, the Tanakhama rules the Shechita is valid since he didn't deviate above this ring for any part of the Shechita. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says that a hairbreadth of the Tabas along most of its circumference is sufficient even if the Shechita ended above the Tabas. So the rabbi officiating under the chuppah who banned the caterer Shochet for not showing him his knife was in for a surprise when the young Shochet Chasen gave the kala Tabas Gadola where the Shechita was done within the ring. As one of the 80 Kedushin commented that in Mugremus, a slanted cut is valid even past the Tabas Gadola. Which reminds us, the Gemara records the rulings of several Amoraim who validate the Shechita beyond the Tabas Gadola. They rule like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, who testified that Mugremus, a slanted cut is valid even past the Tabas Gadola. So once again, the rabbi officiating under the chuppah who banned the caterer Shochet for not showing him his knife was in for a surprise when the young Shochet Chasen gave the kala a Tabas Gadola where the Shechita was done within the ring. As one of the 80 Kedushin commented that in Mugremus, a slanted cut is valid even past the Tabas Gadola. All right, so now it's time for a 4 Blah Bach Chazara. Daf Yudal. So the siman Daf Yudal is Yud, and we use a juggler for the siman. So here goes. The juggler, that must be more on Daf Yudalad. The juggler performing at a Sheva Sheva Brachas, who was so distraught when the caterer announced that a guest shechted a cow and the meat couldn't be served until the Malava Malka, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hashoyach b'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim, if one shechs an animal on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, Afu Pishmas Chai B'Nasho, even though he becomes liable with his life, whether it's Mises Basin or Karas, Shechitas Kasher, his shechita is still valid and the meat may be eaten. Rav Huna quoted in Rav's name that although the shechita is valid, asur b'chilul yoma, it's forbidden consumption for that day, meaning it's prohibited until after Shabbos. And the colleagues in the yeshiva thought to say, in explanation of Rav's statement, that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who would forbid eating the meat on Shabbos itself. The Gemara embarks on a lengthy search to identify the relevant ruling of Rabbi Yehuda and why the meat is forbidden on Shabbos. So the juggler performing at a Shabbos Sheva Brachas, who was so distraught when the caterer announced that a guest checked at a cow and the meat couldn't be served until the Malava Malka, that he dropped his knives on a sheep, making it Nevela, yet prohibited to cut up for the dogs, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba suggests that it refers to Rabbi Yehuda's ruling about Halchana, preparation, items lacking preparation for Shabbos. A Mishnah teaches that one may cut up a Nevela on Shabbos for dogs to eat, but Rabbi Yehuda says if it was not already a Nevela before Shabbos, it's prohibited, lefi she'eino mina muchan, because it was not something prepared for Shabbos use and is muksa. Here too, an animal which was shechted on Shabbos was not prepared the day before for Shabbos use and is muksa. Abai rejects the comparison. So the juggler performing at a Shabbos Sheva Brachas was so distraught when the caterer announced that a guest shechted a cow and the meat couldn't be served until the Malava Malka, that he dropped his knives on a sheep, making it Nevela, yet prohibited a cut-up for the dogs, then broke some teacups he was juggling, which couldn't be moved since they couldn't be used, made Malachtam, which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef suggests, it refers to Rabbi Yehuda's ruling about Kalim. A Mishnah teaches that any Kalim which are not Muksa, which broke for Shabbos, Shivreh Nitalin, the fragments may also be moved, provided they're fit to perform Me'in Malacha, some sort of task, even if it's different from the original kli's function, for example, using pieces of a mixing bowl to cover a barrel. However, Rabbi Yehuda says the fragments may only be moved if they can perform functions in molachtan, similar to their original task, meaning using pieces of a mixing bowl for containing porridge poured into them. Since the shechted animal is not formerly usable as food, it's likewise muksa. Abai rejects the comparison. Daf Tezvav, so the Siman Daf Tezvav relates to Tu Bishvat, and we use a fruit bowl to make the Siman more distinct. So here goes. The many use a fruit bowl. Fruit bowl? That must mean we're on Daf Tezvav. Tu Bishvat, fruit. Fruit bowl. The man who used a fruit bowl to cook fruit soup on Shabbos b'shogeg and was told that he would have to wait until after Shabbos to eat it, which reminds the Gemara brings about halachos when food cooked on Shabbos is forbidden to eat and to whom it's forbidden. So the man used a fruit bowl to cook fruit soup on Shabbos b'shogeg and was told that he would have to wait until after Shabbos to eat it. And a man who cooked in a fruit bowl for a chol on Shabbos and was told that the food is forbidden for healthy people, which reminds us, we discussed a healthy person eating food which was shechted or cooked for a chol on Shabbos. So the man used a fruit bowl to cook fruit soup on Shabbos b'shogeg and was told that he would have to wait until after Shabbos to eat it. And a man who cooked in a fruit bowl for a chol on Shabbos and was told that the food is forbidden for healthy people were startled when a man smashed a glass fruit bowl to use a shard for shechita, which reminds us the Gemara discusses shechting with other implements such as a hand sickle, sharp rock, reed, or glass. Daf Tezayin, so the Siman Daf Tezayin is toes, and we use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The acrobat with large toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must mean we're on Daf Tezayin. The acrobat with large toes who jumped on a water wheel with a knife attached, using the koach rishon to shecht a cow, which reminds us the Gemara discusses shechting using the force of water in a water wheel, and we distinguish between koach rishon and koach sheni. So the acrobat with large toes who jumped on a water wheel with a knife attached, using the koach rishon to shecht a cow, and then somersaulted over a wall where a plate was placed to get rinsed from the rain with droplets bouncing off onto produce below, which reminds us, Rava says, le'inyan heksher zraim, regarding produce's susceptibility to tuma, it's a malchok sinaim if tosh ubasov chibro, something that was detached, that was later attached, is considered mechuber. A Mishnah states that if one overturned a plate onto a wall, so the plate should be rinsed by the rain, which then dripped onto produce, the produce is makabel tuma since the plate is detached. If the plate was placed there to protect the wall from the rain, the produce is not makabel tuma since he's not pleased with the rainfall. These two cases have contradictory implications regarding intent to rinse the wall, and Rabbi Elazar explains that the two cases reflect a malchus tanaim if a wall is considered attached. So the acrobat with large toes who jumped on a water wheel with a knife attached, using the koach rishon to shecht a cow, and then somersaulted over a wall where a plate was placed to get rinsed from the rain with droplets bouncing off onto produce below, was about to land near a knife stuck in the wall that was used to shecht, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses shechting with something, talush b'sof chibro. Although a braisa teaches that knots saki mikosa, if one stuck a knife into a wall and shecht it with it, the shechita is valid, shani saking de lemabatale, a knife is different because one doesn't nullify it there, meaning he doesn't intend for it to remain there permanently, so it's definitely not considered attached to the ground. Shmuel said that such a shechita is only valid shasakin lamala v'tzavar behema lamata, where the knife was above and the animal's neck was below it, daf yud zayin. So the siman daf yud zayin is a used car. So here goes. Upon entering Eretz Yisrael, some enterprising young men went to the used car lot. Used car? That must be on daf yud zayin. Upon entering Eretz Yisrael, some enterprising young men went to the used car lot to find a refrigerated bus or taiva truck to transport only shechted meat, which reminds us, we learned that in the Midbar, meat of Nechir was permitted or bus or taiva was forbidden. So upon entering Eretz Yisrael, some enterprising young men went to the used car lot to find a refrigerated bus or taiva truck to transport only shechted meat and an army jeep with a bacon logo to collect from the spoils of war. Which reminds us, we learned that it was permitted to eat non-kosher food during the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. As the pasuk says, "Ubatim Moleim Kol Tuv," and houses full of good things you will eat, which Rav interpreted to mean kasli de chazire, bacon. So, upon entering Eretz Yisrael, some enterprising young men went to the used car lot to find a refrigerated bus or taiva truck to transport only shechted meat and an army jeep with a bacon logo to collect from the spoils of war, along with a good old-fashioned knife sharpening truck for the chacham who checks knives with his tongue and fingernail, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses pigimos, the notches in a sakin, and bedika sakin, the examination of the knife, which can be done in a number of ways, such as with the tongue or fingernail. All right, so now it's time to cook with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss shechting with other implements, such as a hand sickle, sharp rock, reed, or glass? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn that rov mitzuyin etzol shechita mumchin hand? That's on daf Yidbeis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss what the din is in a case where a plate was put onto a wall so it should be rinsed by the rain and then the rain dripped onto produce? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss several Amoraim's opinions allowing shechita beyond the Tabas HaGadolah? That's on daf Yudches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you learn the Rebbe says that if an animal is not already in Avela before Shabbos, it's prohibited to cut up the meat for the dogs? Levi She'ena Mina Muchan. That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss a case where one shechs with a knife without checking it, but nim says paguma, and it's found afterwards to be nicked? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss hagrama, cutting outside the shechita area, for example, into the tabas gedola? That's on daf Yudches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that it was permitted to eat non-kosher food during the conquest of Eretz Yisrael? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss the penalty on a shochet who did not show his knife to a chacham? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss the case where a katan turned over produce which he brought up to the roof, making it susceptible to tumah? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.